We're back. First time in 6 months. It kind of feels like The Rock coming back to WrestleMania to impress the millions and millions of fans worldwide. List night back in your life. My name's Griffin, joined by Thomas and Andrew. You know us. I don't need to introduce us. Just like The Rock, we have millions and millions of fans worldwide. Good to see you, boys.
I feel like you didn't give me a chance to throw it to you,
You
but I guess
didn't.
that's
I wasn't
the
going to
new
give you a
direction we're
chance.
going.
Yeah, now that we record only twice a year, we just dive on right on into it.
Got no time to waste.
Griffin, I actually thought of The Rock too when it comes to list night, because when The Rock, he's come back like a million times, right, in wrestling, and that's most wrestlers have. But there was like one time where he came back after many years, and he was like, "I am never leaving again." And then he wasn't back for another like 4 years. So
He left
that's
like almost immediately after.
yeah. I mean, that's kind of the vibe that we give off. We're back, and then doesn't record for another year and a half.
Know,
Much like
what I
us, it's
was.
just skip conflict of schedule. Like, it's not personal.
Sure. Honestly, our schedules don't have that many conflicts. Like, we don't have that much going on in our lives. I was listening because I had forgotten when the last time we recorded was. It was a while ago. It was early this year. But I went back and I listened to our two most recent episodes, just the intros to them, because I was like, how do I do an intro for List Night? I don't remember how to do it, which apparently is something that I said last time we recorded an episode because I forgot to do it that time too. And then what we said at the beginning of that was, we've been gone for a while, but now we're back and we're not leaving again. So much like The Rock, we'll see you in a couple of years after our film careers take off.
We'll be back eventually.
I think the next time you guys see us, we'll record an episode shirtless, and we'll have big Samoan tattoos, because we're just gonna all try to turn into The Rock.
That is not a promise I can make.
That is a promise that I can but should not make.
See, it's not a promise I can make either, but also recording in the near future is also not a promise I can make. So like they're both unlikely to happen, is what I'm saying.
Here's the big question. Is it cultural appropriation if we're doing it because we like The Rock and not because we think that we're Samoan?
Yes.
Yes and no.
Okay. All right. If you're still listening, thank you. This is getting off to a start. Maybe not the best start, but it's getting off to a start. What we're talking about today probably has nothing to do with The Rock, although I'm not going to rule it out entirely, because now that I think about it, I could see how he would fall on this list. We're doing monkey paws. If you don't know what a monkey paw is, it is kind of like a genie's lamp, except there are drawbacks to whatever wish you put out there. So if you wish for something, then there's going to be some like major drawback that makes it not as good of a wish. We're going to go Andrew this week, then Thomas, then me. And much like we've done over the past few episodes, we're going to stick with the everyone gives a five, everyone gives a four, three, two, and then one, rather than somebody doing all five in a row and then moving on to the next person. List night, pretty basic concept. If you're watching us on YouTube, before we really get into it, click the like button, comment below what your top five monkey paws would be, or if you're here at the end of the episode, say what your favorite list was. If you haven't clicked the subscribe button, please do so. We don't upload very often, so I can't even be mad at you if you haven't done it yet. But you will find out the next time that we have an episode. And if you're listening to us on an audio platform, click the follow button, rate and review, 5 stars. Talk about how good we look or how good we sound or how much you love The Rock, how much you hate The Rock. Honestly, I don't care. Just give us 5 stars. Like I said, Andrew, Thomas, then me. Anything else you guys want to talk about? We want to like update them on our lives. Thomas got
No,
engaged. They don't
no.
care. They don't care. They don't care about that.
I just want to say real quick, I wasn't ignoring your spiel.
You were writing your list.
No, it had gotten deleted. So yes, I was rewriting my list.
Don't you write yours like by hand? What do you mean it got deleted?
I used to, but that's upstairs, and I'm not upstairs.
You've kept that book for like 2.5 years through many moves, and you're like, now it's like it's upstairs. I don't feel like going to get it.
I had to bring my computer downstairs because it's been in the closet since the last time we recorded.
Not the only thing that's been in the closet since the last time we recorded.
What else?
Andrew, when we're done with this, you should transpose your notes from this notebook to that notebook, because when you die, inevitably, probably soon, that's going to be one of the things that people are going to want to look at in the memorial of Thomas.
Or we'll bury you with it.
That I would appreciate. I don't want to be buried though.
I'm absolutely not going to bury you. That's like the only thing I'm going to have to remember you by. We haven't taken like any photos together in our lives. I'm going to want it. I'm going to want it. That's what I'm saying now. I'm going to want it.
Let me get my notes app ready for your guys' list because no one else does it.
So, before I do my number five, I want to clarify, Griffin. I think we talked about this. You didn't mention this. We are just listing five wishes that we have, and then the other two of us are going to basically pick them apart and basically tell the person why they are monkey paw wishes, why they would go wrong.
That's exactly right, Andrew. And I'm glad that you said that. And I was really setting you up to say that. So it's not that I forgot to bring it up. It's just that, you know, I kind of want to bring you into the co-hosting duties. I can't bring Thomas in because the kid can't talk, but I can bring you in because like you've got words. So really, in a lot of ways, props to me for that amazing setup. But yes, you are correct.
Yeah, I think the other two should decide on one. Like, we should
agree.
Spitball. Yeah, the other two should agree on what the consequence is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I come up with a crappy one and you come up with a better one for Andrews, we're going to go with yours.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening. I feel like that's the less likely reality, but, you know, right, resume the bullying 2023.
Let's go, because with us picking apart each list, this banter could go on for a while. We don't want this to be a 3-hour episode. So on my list, like, I chose mostly like oddly specific wishes because, you know, you could choose, you know, health, happiness, world peace, you know, boring stuff like that. But I thought that wouldn't be as much fun for the purposes of this podcast. So my number five is to always have perfectly timed transportation. So like always hitting green traffic lights, or if you have to transfer on a bus, always your bus comes right when you get there, or, you know, same with a train or a plane, anything like that. So try picking that one apart, boys.
So it's perfectly timed when it arrives. Does that mean it's perfectly timed when it gets to the destination?
Everything goes smoothly. There's no flight delays. There's nothing, you know, everything's just perfect. Not like not above expectations, but just right at expectations.
Sure. How do you feel? And this is just like a question really for the room, but mostly for you. How do you feel about the smell of piss and vomit?
Not in my top five of smells.
Not your favorite smells. So it's not going to be on your list of top five smells. That's good to know.
Clarification. So you have to be somewhere at 6. Mm-hmm. No matter what time you leave, you're going to get there at 6. Or do you still have to leave? Like
No. I'll build in the appropriate amount of time.
Okay. So when you Google Maps it 2 hours beforehand, and it tells you how much time, if you leave that much time, you're golden.
Yes. Kind of family, exactly. Honestly. Like, I'm not That's asking awful. For any miracles here, even though I literally have a genie's wish. But as long as I leave at the time that I'm supposed to,
so you're
to,
not,
everything
you're
else
not
works out.
Like a super speedster. You're not the Flash. You can't be like, hey, I'm going to go from Ocean City to California in 4.5 minutes.
No. I'm still taking
the correct
buses.
Amount of time.
Physics still apply to you.
Yeah. So here's my proposal: is that
all right?
That's fine. But you always have the worst seat. And I'm talking like on the bus, you're in the seat that someone peed on earlier, like I mentioned. On the plane, you're in the back row between a yappy
a fat
dog
guy and
a baby.
Yeah.
Even better. And next to the bathroom. That's what I'm thinking is that, yeah, you're still getting there on time, but you're not comfortable during that time.
I had one other thought, and it was the entire everywhere he travels, he has to make small talk with the person he likes least in the world.
Oh,
I think we can rule out the piss and vomit just because I don't want to put that on a graphic. Like, I don't want us to be the piss and vomit podcast. Although now that I've said it, I feel like there's a little cumtown working in there.
I was going to say we could be the PNV podcast, but that sounds like something different altogether.
PNV
so.
Podcast probably exists, and it's probably just ranking porn.
Yes.
I'm also on that podcast. I don't know if you're aware.
I was going to say, it sounds like your kind of podcast.
I like the small talk one.
Do you like the small talk one better? See, I don't really have a big preference. So if you like the small talk one, but I think Andrew,
I don't think I like
small talk.
Yeah, see, I don't think I like the small talk one better, but I'm trying to decide which would bother Andrew more.
Andrew, if you had to like give
is
us,
it always
if
the
you
same
had to
person?
Lean in one direction,
it's always the same person he has to talk
so,
to.
So no one, no. when you say the person I like least in the world, like no one specifically is really coming to mind. There's plenty of people that I can't stand, but I think I would be more annoyed by the seat thing, like having a terrible seat.
Yeah,
sure.
What you're saying is like, if I had to make small talk to the person I hate the least, I'm not building any kind of camaraderie, even though every time I get on the bus and train and bus and flight, I have to sit next to him. Like I can't start to like the guy.
It's not necessarily going to be the same person every time, because if you did start liking it, it would become somebody else. But the logistics of us setting that up where we have to then find people.
It's magic, Griffin. It's
like,
magic.
I know it's magic, but like the monkey or the dead monkey, at least the one-handed monkey. Like, I feel like we're going to overcomplicate its job with this. So making your travel as inconvenient as possible is probably the way to go, because annoyance is worse than hate.
It's convenient in your time.
It's convenient. It's just not comfortable.
Yeah, not comfortable.
Yeah. It's convenient. It's efficient. It's perfect, except for how truly awful that would be for you. I'm going to go with Thomas's idea. I think we agree on that one.
Yeah. That was good. I was impressed. I was like, when we thought of this topic, and I was like, this is going to go terribly. So I was impressed with that. Good job, guys. All right, Thomas, you're up.
I'm glad you were not optimistic about this.
No, because I feel like the only reason to be optimistic about this, I disagree with Andrew entirely. We're really good at the shitty reasons for things. We're less good at the optimistic stuff. So like the drawbacks, if I wrote a bunch of drawbacks and you guys had to come up with like a positive wish, that'd be way harder.
That's fair. All right, my number five. This is probably my most joke of a one. Like, I think all my other ones are a little more serious. This one's kind of for the fans. But I thought it was funny. My number five is world peace.
I hate you. It's the exact opposite of what Andrew said.
I also wanted to see what you guys would say.
Because Andrew said that he was not going to have something like this on his list, I want him to go first with his drawback, because the guy hates peace. We all know that.
So, this is, you're putting me in a tough position here, obviously. this is a friendly podcast, all jokes. But you know, it could get kind of boring. Like, think of all the great pieces of literature, the great movies, the great TV shows. I could go on and on. Endless, historical and creative takes on real history that would have never happened if there was world peace. So I hope this is being recorded. I am against world peace.
It is being recorded. I agree with you. I would say the drawback for this is the world peace would have to come at a cost, and you would likely need to wipe out the vast majority of people. So yeah, you're getting world peace, Thomas, but at what cost?
I would have to wipe them out.
Well, the monkey. Again, we're putting a lot of shit on the monkey.
Just clarifying.
Well, I mean, look, when Aladdin did everything that Aladdin did in Aladdin, did we blame the genie or did we blame Aladdin?
Yeah. Griffin, I immediately like yours more, because you're right. It's just I understand the genie is like all powerful, and in the, like, you would just wish and it would happen, but like every like evil dictator, autocrat, like, that's kind of their MO is like, we're gonna have world peace, we're gonna have like a utopia to live in, and clearly they got ulterior motives. So I don't see it happening.
I want to say, when I was like planning out what I was gonna say about the drawback to it, I had a much more racist, xenophobic version of it, where I was like, okay, I guess we're just gonna like wipe out the Middle East, which I can say because I am from the Middle East. But you know,
you're from Durwood.
I'm from Durwood. My heritage is Middle Eastern, as you can see from my beautiful skin if you're watching the YouTube video. But obviously that is not actually what I believe. I think the cost would have to be basically everybody, which is a really depressing thought.
I feel like we need a number
under 8 billion. That's how many people are going to get wiped out, or how many people are going to be left?
Like, either one, I guess.
Well, there's an entire saying about how if there's two people, I don't remember the saying, but basically all you need is two people to have a conflict. So Thomas could be the only dude left in this scenario. And Thomas hates himself.
Also, Thomas, I'll take it one step further. Like, yeah, you could have world peace by just getting rid of all humans, but not really, because, I mean, would you consider the food chain to be world peace? There's animals eating animals all the time.
I would consider that world. Animals don't make war on each other.
Right.
Animals exist within, like,
but that's not a peaceful life. But I wouldn't consider getting eaten to death a peaceful time. So therefore you can't have peaceful time.
It's the circle of life.
Well, I mean, I guess by that extension of logic, then we feel bad for like the plants and like the algae and the anything. I feel bad for sunlight that things are absorbing. Like, exactly. I mean, there's a limit.
This is my point. The only way world peace exists. The only way world peace exists is if nothing exists. Okay, so you just destroyed the entire universe, Thomas.
World peace, Thomas, but at what cost?
I've done worse things. It's fine.
I don't think that's true, but sure. Okay, so what are we in agreement on? Are we just getting rid of people, or are we getting rid of everything?
Apparently, we're just...
Thomas existing in a self-hating, like, nameless void.
Apparently, I created Armageddon.
Griffin, I'll let you get the final say. My vote is getting rid of everything, not just people.
Yeah, all right. Look, fine. We'll get rid of everything. Thomas, peaceful times.
I'm pretty powerful.
Yeah, world peace, but was it worth it? I say yes. Yeah. All right. I'm looking at my list, and I realize I didn't order them, but I know what my number five is.
I'm Griffin, and these could be anywhere on my list.
I have in parentheses at the end of this something that I feel like will negate some of the potential drawbacks you could have for this. So I'm going to ignore what's in the parentheses, and I can tell you what it is after the fact. Number five, all of my friends living in the same city, and I get to choose who the friends are, and I also get to trade them in and out as I so choose.
So a commune. You want a commune.
Well, I'm not too worried about us like financially committing to each other, although I'm not against it. Because a lot of people make more money than I do. But yeah, basically.
So say again, you want all your friends in the same city, living in the same city.
But I get to choose who those friends are, and I get to trade them in and out as I so choose.
So right off the bat, I'm just going to go with it. This is so sad. You can clarify, but I just feel like you didn't mention you living in this city. So my drawback would be that you don't get to live in that city.
That's true. I did not say that. And it's also not in my notes.
Yeah, that would be, wow. He might start crying. If we all just
that's my nightmare. That's lived the in worst. A city
and you weren't there. I mean, that kind of, besides Thomas having already left DC, that was kind of the case when you left DC, Griffin. So you did this to yourself.
Outside of like our specific like DC friend group, we got like Kevin and people that were always in different cities. But yes, we did have everybody in one city, and then I did kind of blow it up. That is on me.
Destroy you. I guess my other possible drawback would be that all your friends live in the city and you have to live in the suburbs.
Just to clarify, Thomas, we just made you the greatest mass murderer in the history of the universe. So don't feel like you need to pull your punches on this.
I got over that pretty quickly.
There, clearly. Good old little Hitler Albert.
Yeah, I like yours, Thomas. I mean, how do we feel about like you can never leave the city? That seems a bit sinister.
They can't leave the city.
All
I don't want to like everyone. Trap them in like a bottle.
I mean, we could like limit. He can see one friend a week.
I really like Thomas's original one. I didn't think about it at all. I didn't think that I wouldn't be allowed in the same city.
Oh, or you all live in the same city, but you can only see each other on Zoom.
Oh my, that sounds awful.
That sounds worse than being able to see.
That's like the return to office, but everyone's still on Zoom calls with each other in other conference rooms.
our hybrid office environment that is our
friend group. I think the biggest drawback would be he can't live in the city.
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I allowed in the city or am I not even allowed in the city? Like, am I banned from this city?
I was going to say just you live far away. So you're going to have to spend a lot to come visit.
Cool. Okay. So basically everybody moved back to DC and I'm still in LA. All right. That's done a lot of damage to me the past couple years. So great. My monkey paw wish is something that I have lived
through. You already did.
Cool. Yep.
Cool.
All right. Fantastic. Man, we are rolling here. My number four is,
I'm so sad.
My number four, Griffin will love, Thomas will not love probably. Well, maybe we'll see. My number four is, make List Night a full-time career.
I love that. Yeah, I don't,
I got no issues. There's,
I mean,
if I could stop my other career,
I'm just going to go ahead and say my number four was the ability to make content creation my full-time job. So whatever drawback we come up for you, I guess we could probably also apply to me unless it's a different drawback. The immediate thing that came to mind when I was writing that one was, and then I'm going to end up hating this. Just like I hate actual work.
Yeah, I wanted to go with Griffin City again, be like, but you're not part of it, but it's your career, so you are part of it. So I don't know. I mean, the big drawback would be like, I don't know.
I guess you could be our career making like minimum wage.
You could say career, but you are barely getting by, or that's boring.
I have one for myself.
I just thought of.
So we have List Night as a full time career. We're very successful. But we have to start like having meetings where we use a lot of corporate jargon and we're just like, we'll circle back on that. And we already
say that
we're not aligned on this. So we're going to need to synergize just like over the top, just too much corporate
either
jargon.
That.
Yeah. So basically we're going to end up hating this because it's going to become a job.
I think this drawback would be more for Griffin than for you, Andrew, but I'd say that if List Night became a full-time career and you just never won another List Night, but I think that's more of a Griffin than you.
All right, I would hate that. I would hate that.
Hand to heart, man, I'd be fine never winning List Night again if somebody showed up tomorrow. Like one individual showed up tomorrow and was like, I'm going to give each of you individually six figures to do this. I'd be like, okay, cool. I'm not even going to throw it. I'm going to try my best and still lose. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, I think we would all take that deal.
Andrew would never win, or Redbox would never sponsor us.
Well, then I don't want to do List Night because what are we without Redbox?
We're nothing without our famous Redbox sponsorship.
We love our Redbox and we love our Pizza Hut big family box. Like, we love boxes. That's who we are.
I don't want to say it becomes your career and then you hate it. Like, that's boring to me.
We could make it the corporate thing that he suggested. It's a kind of a bummer that we've got to take suggestion.
We could say like, monkey it's your career, but you don't have fun with it anymore. But like, that's the same thing as saying that you don't like it.
We could be canceled. We could be canceled and become pariahs. We could just absolutely wreck our personal lives because we got canceled because of List Night.
We,
you want to be the new Clay Travis?
We become famous for List Night and it becomes a full-time career. But our followers are all the people we hate. And by that, I mean it's the far, far right. The farthest of right is our fan base.
We get...
So your career comes at a cost of your...
So we become grifters is what you're saying. Okay, I can do it.
I really like that. That one's pretty good. I like that. Yes, we're becoming famous, but in the way that we absolutely
we
do not want to be. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Hate that for us.
I'm ready for it.
Honestly, look, there's a price to me, and it's not that high. I think we all know that. All right, Tom,
okay,
what's your
my
next
next
one?
one is not on the same page as that.
That's
my
probably,
monkey ball
probably
version
for the
number
best.
four is that people would stop trying to tell me what hot dogs are made of because I don't care. I don't care.
About hot
and
dog.
It's not changing anything. So stop telling me. I know, and I don't care. That's my number four.
Okay, now they're made of something much worse.
So you just, yeah.
Now they're made of people.
I mean, that's fine.
So
and piss, they're made of people and piss and vomit. They're the PP&V.
You run into this so often that this made your top five list of wishes that you wish people would stop telling you.
I can't say actually
what's
run
in
into
hot
it
dogs
like that often, but I've run into it before, and I'm like,
I believe that you run into it
and
more
I'm
than
like,
the average person.
It's just like anything else. Like, you eat what you want to eat. I'm gonna eat what I want to eat.
Yeah, don't. You're right.
And you're gonna eat people.
Well, I didn't say it's the only thing I'm eating.
Hot dogs are gonna be Soylent Green. Like, and you're not gonna know this, Tom. So
no,
maybe it's worse than
nobody's
people. I don't
telling
know.
Me,
maybe it's
so.
Dog. Maybe you gotta eat dog.
Thomas,
yeah,
all
Andrew,
I gotta say
I
is
know.
this is the classic far left trying to control you and
wait,
tell you what to eat.
What you can
Andrew,
you can't put in
that
your
was
body.
Funny.
Last I checked, the body is not
like
covered in the Constitution.
Over Griffin saying eating people was worse than eating a dog.
Well,
no, I said eating a dog is worse than eating.
Okay,
people.
That's what I meant to say. That's what we breezed over.
Right.
Yeah, I stand by that. I like dogs.
I
don't universally like people.
Yeah, okay. I'm just gonna
also,
breeze
have
on
you
by
seen
that.
Dogs, a lot of them are gonna be like real stringy, whereas there's a lot of fat ass people that are probably good eating.
Okay, so are we saying our monkey paw for Thomas is that no one will ask him what's in hot dogs, but what's actually in hot dogs are actual dogs?
Oh.
Or is that too sinister for this?
Because this is one that Thomas can't be like aware of. I feel like we gotta like mute him for a minute and decide what it is. But that's just a lot of effort. We don't have a producer for this show. I'm not gonna go to those lengths. Whatever's in hot dogs is just whatever Thomas would, I guess, least like to eat, or least like whatever would upset him the most is what is hot dogs. That could be dogs.
Broccoli.
Clearly it's not. Maybe it is people. That no, because then you'd be healthier by
then
eating hot dogs,
stop.
And that doesn't work. Yeah, you'd be the leanest guy in our group. Huge.
Yeah,
huge
I mean, yeah,
us.
I think we're on the same page, Griffin. This is like the obvious choice is that it's something made of
but I
something
don't
even more terrible.
But you don't know. But we all know. Like every time we see you gobbling down a glizzy, everyone is like vomiting in their mouths. I don't like how much I've said.
You brought it up
podcast.
A lot.
I'm starting to lose touch with it. I have.
We don't tell you what's in them, but we just whisper to each other, like, that's the guy who eats hot dogs.
Yeah.
So,
like, every friend group has a guy who eats poop.
So
you
I'm
can be the guy
only
who eats poop.
The reason hot dogs exist because I'm the only one eating them.
Everyone else is aware of what's in hot dogs, but, you know, you're keeping them in
business.
I mean,
that's a lot of hot dogs. I didn't say I only eat hot dogs. I just said I don't want to know.
But I think. If this podcast has shown anything over the years, it's that you do only
I didn't
eat
wish
hot dogs.
That I didn't know what they were made of. I just don't want to hear about it from people anymore. Okay.
Yeah, we're saying you don't know.
Oh,
yeah. People can't tell you. You don't know, but we all know.
Last suggestion, but I think we're going with that, but I just want to throw this out there. So no one will talk to you about hot dogs. But also, no one will talk to you about anything. Just nobody.
Just me.
Nobody
that's
will
his
talk
dream.
To you.
Yeah, Thomas, just sucking down hot dogs on a sunny Sunday afternoon. No
but
one's
no one
talking
bothered.
To him. He's just having the time of his life. Come on, man. You just made his life better.
All right. Yeah, we'll go with the first one.
All right. Fair enough.
Good stuff.
Oh,
Griffin, you said your four was
basically... my four was the same as yours. We'll go with the same drawback
that's fair.
As much as I might pretend like that isn't a drawback for me, it absolutely would be. I think that would do a lot of damage to me.
And it could be.
And I would probably never leave my home.
Your fan base is not the people you want it to be.
Yeah, like a lot of Palestinian people or something like that.
Okay. Okay.
Just kidding, guys. Just kidding. Getting married to a Palestinian woman about a year from now.
We're good. We're chilling.
Yeah. We'll stick with what we decided for that. Andrew. So now we're back to Andrew.
All right. My number three. It was a tough summer for a lot of us who mosquitoes love. So my number three is that I just omit a mosquito repelling aura at all times, so that they just
naturally
come nowhere
mosquito
near me.
Repellent.
Yes.
Yeah. The repellent's got to be for things more than mosquitoes, right? We've got to really hone in on why it's just mosquitoes. I think there's got to be something else that it repels, right?
Yeah.
Or attracts. That's true. At the cost of mosquitoes, maybe he's the rat king.
See, I was thinking more like the Greek mythology with the woman who's a cow and the horsefly. And so, okay.
Don't know that one. Is this another Zeus rape thing?
He turned his mistress into a cow to hide it from Hera, and then Hera made a fly bite her for eternity. So I'm thinking there's like a horsefly or some other bug that's not repelled that is attracted to you nonstop.
It is interesting that he specified mosquitoes when he really could have just like kind of not put that one in the bubble. The way that Thomas is saying it, like in my brain, you end up looking like pig pen and you're just surrounded by like gnats and horse flies all the time.
Wait, I mean, we could just say the natural repellent is just terrible BO. And then if he showers and puts deodorant on, mosquitoes come back.
Or he just can't get rid of the BO. He's just stanky-ass motherfucker rest of time.
I don't think...
You also have to be able to smell your own BO.
I don't think BO repels mosquitoes, though. So, but I guess you're saying in this
monkey paw... I don't like that Thomas and I both started expanding our hands at the same time.
Oh, see, I was going more like black bear, like looking big.
Black bear. Cool. Make yourself scary for the pod. This might be its solution, is to give you just like very specific BO that does repel mosquitoes, but to keep in the theme, makes people throw up in their mouths.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a simple one, but I think that makes sense because it would repel them, but it would just be bad for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not necessarily repelling everybody, because again, that might be a win for you. You're just being like lonely forever. Like that might be like something you're looking forward to, but I want it to be uncomfortable for people to be around.
I'm open to another idea, but I think that's pretty good.
Anytime he's around other people, mosquitoes attack them instead.
Mm.
I mean, that to me is, little, taste of their own medicine for the people who never get bit by mosquitoes. Like,
but what about the people who already do get bit by mosquitoes?
I also feel like he could turn that to his advantage and start robbing banks, and everyone's so distracted by the mosquito. Like, he could train the mosquitoes. Little Ant-Man situation.
Yeah, instead of a rat king, he's the mosquito handler or something like that. Yeah, I don't want you to be like the emperor of some type of insect. That would not be.
No, great
I just
want him.
I'm just out here giving malaria
to
everyone.
Most uncomfortable seat on the bus while also smelling bad. Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's got to have just disgusting
just
BO.
Wishes on top of each other.
Yeah, an unfixable BO. I think would be how we would put that.
I that works for me.
Cool,
that works
fantastic,
for me.
Andrew. So far, dude, you suck.
It's tough stuff for me.
You're a far right loner who just
I know
smells
I
like
wiped
butt.
Out all of life on Earth, but yours seems worse.
I would rather hang out with Thomas. So far, where we are right now, even knowing that he's eating dog, person, or poop, like, it is what it is.
But we can still make a great living doing List Night. You don't have to be near me because we're doing it on Zoom because you don't live in the same city as me. And I have no mosquitoes around me.
I can assure you, I will not be near you.
And I get everywhere I want to go on time. People on the bus that I sit next to hate me, but it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, look, this episode I was late to. So if all I have in my life is List Night and you know, engaging with you guys from a different city, I guess it wouldn't affect me that much if you had BO.
That's true.
Cool. Right. All right, cool. That's, yeah. Sucks for your personal life. Sucks for your girlfriend. Sucks for your,
what?
Really anybody in that city that I put you in, because I have placed you in a city with all these people. So that's a bummer for them. But in a way, I kind of, it's making my life a little better.
So like, he's kind of winning.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
That's true. No bug bites. That is a huge win.
Okay. So my number three is that between 14,000 and 29,000 years ago, when the dog was first domesticated, they also domesticated other animals. And just three quick examples off the top of the head. I don't know. Bears, lions, hippos. So nowadays,
big bear podcast.
I would wish that. So hypothetically, nowadays they would be domesticated and evolved bears, big cats, and hippos as pets.
Here's an immediate pushback, and I'm sorry that I keep jumping in super quickly. I think on one of your previous lists, you said one of your biggest pet peeves was people whose dogs shit places and they don't clean up after their pets. Now you've got hippo shit everywhere. You're living in a sea of hippo shit.
That's fair.
Because now everyone, all these people have bears and, do you say big cats?
Yeah, big cats.
And big cats and hippos. And not only that, but think about dogs getting in fights or dogs getting in fights with little cats and all that. Now you've got lions attacking hippos and maybe hippos attacking lions. I don't really know how that food chain shakes out.
That's fair. But also in my head, we went from wolves to chihuahuas. So like there is a change in there somewhere, but that's a fair point.
So we could even go as far as saying like we've domesticated hippos to the point where they're like pigs. Like if you want to shrink them down, that means everyone's going everywhere with pig shit. That's a pass for me, dog.
Like a teacup hippo.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that's the case, then your wish is kind of lame. Like, though, I thought the whole point of your wish was that it's like these big badass animals that are now like your pets.
It wasn't about badass. I think it's just more about having options without being that guy who has a wild animal.
There already are. Get a parakeet,
Tom,
dude.
Thomas, notorious birds. Dog and pet yeah. hater, wants
guy's
more options.
Guy's got a dog, maybe in the room with him right now. Kind of a bummer.
So here's what I was just gonna say. Like, you know, pets great, but not all pets are equal in terms of their how well behaved they are. So I'm just gonna say, no matter what pet you get, like you can get a pet lion, but it's like, it's going to be a fucking nightmare. It's going to be like the worst pet lion in the neighborhood. Like it goes and bites you, which will probably result in your death. It, you know, shits in your house. It, you know, does everything wrong. So.
I just get a really big litter box.
I was watching Jumanji the other day, the new movie with The Rock, first time I've seen it. And I don't want to give you guys any spoilers.
Back to the rock.
I mean, he is a national, international, global treasure. I think the first death that occurs in that movie, because they have like a series of lives that they have in Jumanji. The first death that occurs is somebody getting eaten by a hippo. And this is one hippo.
Yeah.
So if there's hippos everywhere and there's lions everywhere and there's bears everywhere, and we're not taking dogs off the table. Like, dogs still exist. Yeah. Oh my is the fucking word. We're living in a bloodbath, dude. Like, I guess no one's going to know that it's a, like, how bad it is, because you're essentially time traveling to make this work. Yeah, you're going back in time and changing something. But we might never make it out of the Stone Age.
Yeah. My last thought, Thomas, is that you can have a pet lion. You can even be best friends with a lion, but you also have to be best friends with a scarecrow and a tin man. And
here's why I don't like that. Because Thomas now has more best friends than he previously had. You've just expanded his friend circle.
Yeah. No, my vote, Griffin, is that he just has a you know, whatever pet he has is terribly behaved.
I mean, look, there's going to be, just like there's Reddit posts about how people should put down like every pit bull ever. People are going to be just banging down your door trying to put down your hippo.
Fair.
I don't know why I'm assuming of all these animals you choose a hippo. It just feels like it makes a lot of sense.
I would. Yeah. I want to swim with a hippo without dying. I will say at one point this my number three was that Pokemon existed, but I feel like we've gone down that road too many times.
I think that was one of our fictional worlds we'd want to live in, and we were like, yeah, it'd be like a battle royale all the time. Just
all the time. Exactly. So it was like, yeah,
and if you want world peace, you know what? Pokemon are very anti world peace.
It's off the table.
I will say having a terribly behaved pet over and over again would discourage me from getting it
back. And we know how you get when you're discouraged.
That is a fair sure, drawback. Sure.
All right, sick.
Devastating, but fair.
Good, good. All right. I didn't think this was going to be such a bummer of an episode. I don't know why I didn't think that, but now I'm like, man, this one hurts.
I'm having the time of my life.
That makes a lot of sense to me, dude.
I asked Erin for suggestions, and hers were, one of them, she was like, wish that you could pet Baloo one more time. And I was like, what? I was like,
that's a really, really good segue into my next one. And you already had a good segue into my next one. God. It was Eternal Youth for all my pets.
See, that's
tell me why. Tell me what the drawback to that is, Thomas. Yeah. Go up that road.
They're not your pets anymore.
Well, I mean, in some cases, that's already the case.
So
keeping the bummers coming. Wait.
Eternal life for like all animals or specifically?
I said eternal youth for all of my pets, which I'm now realizing pretty selfish of me. But that is how I phrase it, and I'm committed to it.
Okay.
Okay. They're eternally 1 minute old.
Oh.
Okay.
That's sadder than anything else.
And gross. It's gonna be gross. It's gonna be like sticky and wet and just awful and yappy and bitey, but without teeth.
That would
probably put me off dogs, dude.
I don't think I have anything other. I mean,
I think I'm not saying that I would be giving up my dogs pretty quickly, but I'd be giving up my dogs pretty quickly.
The only one I'd say was that like. You would be dead.
You'd be giving up your dogs much quicker than Thomas would be giving up his weird meat hot dogs.
Yeah, Thomas is his hot dogs too. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of things that Thomas, no matter what, is gonna commit to regardless of the drawbacks. Thomas doesn't understand consequences.
What?
It's all right. We'll tell you about it later, dude. We'll explain it off pod. Yeah, that's a good one. I think you got it kind of in one. Yeah. That would really, really bum me out.
And now that I think about it, like the whole Monkey Paw story is like, it's not like kind of bad drawbacks. It's like the worst drawback.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Isn't like eternally the entire premise of the show Fairly Odd Parents that he basically has Monkey Paw wishes every single time he makes a wish?
Yeah, essentially. I mean,
like I never thought about it that way, but that's like
it's like the entire it's like plot his of failures the show. When he makes the wishes, right? Like it's not like there's not actually like an actual downside. Like it's not Wanda and
Cosmo
who are like fucking up the wishes. It's that Timmy can't get out of his own way.
Yeah.
Whereas in this case, I guess in this case we can't get out of our own way either because we're not being specific enough in our wishes.
Well, I think the more
and we have two people actively working against us.
More Fairly Odd Parents is like. You have to work for what you want. You can't just wish it because, you know, grass is not always green on the other side type shit. Okay, so your animals are just disgusting things. Mine are out there killing just people.
Mutant babies. This is a very pet-focused pod. I really didn't. I mean, I guess I could have suspected it would go in this direction.
Not crazy.
All right, cool. Number two, Andrew?
Yep. All right, my number two is kind of a pretty mainstream one. I just, you know, unlimited money. Just I have unlimited money and it does not like me spending it or hoarding it does not like negatively impact the global economy.
Okay, so you just added extra shit at the end there. All right.
Does not negatively
unlimited impact. Money, but you're not destroying the value of money. You're not destroying the global economy. Is what you said, right?
That's what I said. Yes.
Okay. I mean, it could cause you to be completely like ambivalent towards life as a whole. You have nothing to work for ever again. You have that, like, when you can have everything.
Tempt me with a good time, Griffin.
Oh shit, dude, that's a pretty good one.
I mean,
you, because usually people say unlimited money, they don't add that shit at the end. I was ready for that shit at the end. I was like, yeah, you'll tank the global economy, but you specify.
But what is, what if it's like a was it can whatever Britney Spears has been, a conservatorship? What is it?
Conservatorship.
Conservatorship.
Yeah.
So like,
wait, that's not right.
Is that how you pronounce that?
No, that's not right. We sound like idiots right now. I don't know.
I can't. Yeah. Whatever. You have all
conservative
this money.
Politicians at it again.
You have all this money, but you don't have any control over it. Mm. Like you essentially have a guardian.
Yeah.
Who controls everything?
Who is that guardian?
Oh.
Well, it's clearly the two of us.
It's obviously the two of us.
I don't know who else it was. Who else in your life would take on that responsibility of being president all of your decisions?
Man, this has turned out to be a great wish for you.
Smell, Andrew? Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the easy one is like you're not fulfilled, like you're sad, but
you're already sad though. But you're sad and rich, so like that's still
it's an upgrade.
Yeah,
like we.
I was gonna say like maybe nobody accepts your money. Like yeah, you have all, but then we're just completely diminishing what the word money means in this context.
I almost think it has to be just like the List Night one. Like yes, you have all this money, but you came. It came to you in unethical, morally questionable ways, and now you have to live with that.
Yeah.
I'm
like, good with that, or I'm good with other people controlling your. Oh, you got something.
This is the
something.
Second time he's clapped on the podcast. He's
ideas
are coming.
I hit the table earlier. We've lost the ability to make good audio.
I want Griffin to know when to start editing. It's when I clap. Okay. You said earlier that I'm the only one keeping the hot dog businesses in business, and they are made of something that is worse than what they're currently made of. Andrew's running the hot dog businesses. So whatever's in the hot dogs, Andrew's actively deciding to put him in the hot dogs. So if that's people, Andrew is the one who's
making
people. This is the entire
dogs.
Plot of whatever Soylent Green is part of. I don't remember what book it is.
This has resulted in enough sales to give me unlimited money. Like you're buying that many hot dogs that I have.
Tom is a hungry boy, dude. Tom is a hungry boy. Well, no, we said everyone else knows, and they should be disgusted by it. That doesn't mean everyone is going to be disgusted by it.
Right.
You saw me straight up say I would rather eat person than dog, and really, it's not even that I'm that against eating people. Like I just don't, you know, I'm not against it. I wouldn't rule it out. This is a pro cannibalism podcast. We're gonna get Army Hammer on here one of these days.
Well, Soylent Green is a movie itself.
Is the name of the movie Soylent Green? Okay. The Snowpiercer plotline would, I think originally, and this is just a little like inside baseball, it must have originally been people that was the food in Snowpiercer.
Yeah.
Because there's no way characters in Snowpiercer are disgusted by the fact that they previously have eaten people, and now they're disgusted by the fact that they're eating roaches. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah. I would much rather eat roaches than people.
Here
so
first.
Doesn't anyway, matter. Soylent Green is.
I agree, Andrew. There's no way I'm buying enough hot dogs to make you that rich. But along that path line is, yeah, you came by your money in ways that you to keep you up at night.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough.
You, Thomas, you prefer that to your other suggestion where other people, we control his money?
I like both. So
I like it better if he's living under our thumb.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
And this is like, he's not Britney. He's not getting out of this shit.
Yeah. And we're not taking care.
Till death do we part.
We go on trips with your money and we bring you, but you stay in the room.
Yeah. Well, I can't even be in the same city as you half the time, but yeah. Yeah. I'm going to other places.
I love how we just like connected all of our lists together. Like we're building a cinematic universe of monkey paw wishes that all exist in the same timeline.
I'd watch this movie. I wouldn't make this movie. I couldn't make this movie, but I'd watch this movie.
This is a bigger crossover than the Just Friends
Rat Race.
Yeah. Wow. There's a little bit of Bruce Almighty to this one.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Tommy.
This one's actually feels a little boring now after some of the other ones, or more about just the drawbacks. I had to have one like wish for superpower on my list. without having too many. So I went with, because I've been traveling here and there for weddings this whole summer, teleportation. I would like to be able to, I don't care if I have a superpower to teleport or if there's just the technology, but I want teleportation to exist and I can use it.
You never know where you're going to end up.
Fuck, see, I kind of figured that that'd be the first one. And I thought about, you know.
Or every time you teleport, it replaces somebody at your destination. They don't get to go where you were.
Oh.
They just don't exist anymore.
Oh.
Jesus. I thought you meant just like they swap like in Mario Party.
I like this one because I think it raises the real, because that doesn't raise a massive moral conundrum because he could always swap back with them a couple hours later. This one, Thomas is cognizant of the fact that if he's going from DC to Chicago, someone in Chicago is dying. And if he chooses to not get on a plane back to DC, someone in DC is dying on the return trip. He knows every single time he does this that that population counter is dropping by one.
Is this how I kill everyone on Earth? Teleporting
very slowly and with a lot of teleportation.
This is part of your plan to achieve world peace.
The kid's just popping around.
I took too many left turns. Should have taken a right.
Yeah, he's like, he's not even walking to the stop sign down the street. He's just popping over there. And the crossing guard doesn't exist anymore.
I like it. Well, I don't like it, but I think it's a good monkey paw. But do we think it's a bit of a cop out? Because I feel like we could just say like, oh, if you do anything on your list, then someone has to die. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of
I would know.
Yeah, like let's say again to stick with the example of you're bouncing from DC to Chicago. You're in DC. You've got a dinner date in Chicago. You teleport to Chicago. You end up in a baby carriage. Oh. Mother screaming, father screaming, dog freaking out. Where's the baby, Thomas?
Don't ask me.
I hope it's a great dinner, buddy. I hope there's hot dogs for fucking days.
I mean,
pretty awful. I agree with Andrew, though. We can't just, if someone dies every time, you know, for every wish.
But I think
we don't have to go with that.
Griffin, I do think yours is a little bit more creative than that because you're saying he's physically taking the space. Like the teleportation is the problem. It's what's causing the death. It's like you're physically taking over someone's space. So therefore they just vanish.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that you're like baby size, cause that'd be hilarious, but it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. And you're not like becoming, I mean, I guess you could inhabit. No, I don't want you inhabiting the body.
I replace somebody, they're gone. And then I have to live with the repercussions of in your scenario, mother and father being there. And asking questions.
Yeah, there's a little sucking sound and then a pop, like an air suck sound, not like somebody, you know, sucking something, and then a pop, and then parents of two or parents of one,
or
they try and raise you as their baby boy.
Less egregious, but maybe depending on how you look at it, maybe more annoying. Monkey paw for this one. Would be like the opposite of my number five. Teleportation exists, but like there's always delays. Like you're at the mercy of like when you like the teleportation companies can just like schedule.
There's a recharge on it.
Yeah, it's like just inconvenient. It's never as like every once in a while you're like, yeah, this is great. I teleported to New York City in no time, but most of the time it's like, yeah, this is like unreliable.
TSA takes 3 hours.
So it's like airline travel.
Yeah, and there's like TSA. Yeah, exactly.
There's TSA for the I mean, we could even keep the acronym, honestly.
True.
The Teleportation Security.
Administration. Is it safety or security? It's security.
Security, I think.
You're right. I'm pretty sure you're right.
So what is
not
it?
My favorite organization.
All right, so what are we going with, Griffin? Are we going with minor inconvenience or mass death?
Whoa, not mass death. Singular murder.
Depending on how often you use it.
Depending how often I teleport.
Thomas, I think all you needed to do is have like a series of three or more killings that follow the same thing to become a serial killer. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you're gonna be, but I'm not gonna rule it out. Andrew, I'll defer to you, whichever one you like
better. Let's go with the murder one.
The death.
Okay. I thought you were gonna say minor.
Well, you convinced me with the baby.
That's what did it? That's what convinced you was the baby thing?
Well, the idea of Thomas just appearing in the baby carriage.
I just, the mental image of it, him clambering out of the carriage and just the horror on these people's faces. This is the movie that I want to make.
How many teleport?
This is the horror movie that we need to make.
How many teleportations before I'm hunted down, you know?
Thomas, you had a world peace that led to nobody being left alive. So, like, I don't know where your moral boundary is. And you can keep teleporting away.
It wasn't my world peace. I chose that one for the people.
Let's say you're being hunted down. I mean, like, you could be, like, a renowned mass murderer and nobody can hunt you down. Because how are they ever going to catch you?
Because you
can just teleport into their bodies. Yeah. You could be like, oh, there's six guys outside my door. Pop, 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 pop. A bunch of air. Now there's nobody but Thomas crying on his doorstep.
Oh, God.
Okay.
And this also leads to the potential for funny situations where you're like, I want to, you're locked out of your house, but you can't teleport back into your house because no one's in there. No one's. You can't take them over.
Someone has to be there for me even to teleport.
I mean, just because you have teleportation doesn't mean you need to, like, forget your keys and, like, not be, you know, an adult. Right.
I'm just saying, in this scenario where he popped out of the house to kill these six TSA agents,
he forgot his keys.
He cannot get back in that. He's got to do the elbow into the glass move.
Okay. All right.
I'm next.
Yeah.
That's right. I do come after Thomas. Okay. So Thomas is the murder guy. That's what we've established.
Twice now.
In keeping a little bit with the superpower thing, not necessarily a superpower, but I guess a super technology could be a power. My number two is a redo button. I'd like the ability to. I didn't set a time on this. I'm going to say 60 seconds. I'm going to say 60 seconds just so that there is some sort of constraints around this. I want the ability to jump backwards 60 seconds and redo something.
So can I get some clarification?
Yes.
Only 60.
That's what this podcast is.
Maximum 60 seconds or only 60 seconds? Like, you can't change the time. It's always 60 seconds.
Oh, that's a good question. That is a good clarification. I'm going to say I can't change it. I have to go back 60 seconds. I always go back 1 minute.
And you know it's happening, but no one else does.
No one else knows it's happened. You and I are at the end of a conversation. I said something wrong. I'm now 1 minute earlier in that conversation. And you just pick up.
For the sake of my life, I wish you had that ability so you could have had better conversations.
I think a lot of people wish I had that ability.
The easy one is every time you hit redo, a baby dies.
It's like an angel loses its
wings. What do you got? Anything,
I say one thing about babies dying, and now you're the baby dying guy.
The angel loses its wings. We're the anti It's a Wonderful Life podcast. This is a good one. This is a good one. You could do a lot of things with this. Like, you could correct, like, a lot of minor mistakes, but you could also, like, probably make a ton of money just, like, on live betting and, you know, just, like, you know, stuff. 60 seconds is enough time, I feel like, if you're in the right spot at the right time, that you could, like, do a lot.
I mean, with FanDuel and DraftKings at this point, you're live betting. I mean, like, you're wealthy.
Yeah.
So, you're getting limited pretty quickly on their apps, but you are wealthy.
Thomas, do you have something?
I mean, I feel like this is, like, too much. Like, this isn't a draw, but it cancels out. So, like, I was going to say, like, every time you go back 60 seconds, like, after that 60 seconds finishes, you then go forward 30 seconds, but that kind of cancels it out. So I don't think that works. You need a drawback, not a.
I don't hate the concept of what you're saying.
I
go back 60 seconds.
Yeah.
60 seconds elapses. So I'm back at the point where I triggered the redo.
And then you jump 30.
And now I jump and you forward jump the next 30 minute. Seconds or a minute.
Yeah.
So I don't know what has happened in that minute and I cannot rewind that.
Yeah. It's kind of like,
because then I would essentially have to do it every minute for the rest of my life, and that would be.
Or awful. I like that idea, Thomas. But why do we have to limit it to, like, immediately following that repeated minute? You skip the next minute. Your life just skip for every time you go back. At some point, it just skips ahead. Like, and it could be at the most inconvenient times. I'm going to say Thomas and I have control over when it skips forward 60 seconds. Like if you've built up like a bank, like you've gone back in time 200 times, then Thomas and I have a bank of 200 times that we could just send you forward a minute.
So,
and I don't know what happened. To be clear, I don't know what's happening in those minutes. So I'm like, I'm basically like living in a Memento, the Nolan movie, and I'm like trying to piece my life together.
Yeah, because
I would have to
say in those 60 seconds, like we could have a conversation, and I don't notice anything's off, but you don't remember it.
Cool. So I'm like the most depressing version of Alzheimer's.
So
the normal version of Alzheimer's is already really fucking depressing.
It's funny, but I already have control of Andrew's money, so I don't need control of Griffin's time. But I do like Andrew. I like the random aspect of, yeah, it's not directly after. It's at some point. For every 60 seconds you go back, you jump 60 seconds at some point.
Yeah.
I don't hate that.
And I can't go back that 60 seconds because I don't even know that it's happened.
Yeah.
This time travel ones are confusing. And we almost did this entire episode on a completely separate time traveling topic. So let's get ready for that, because that's
what led to me thinking of this as an item, was our potential alternate topic for this week.
I guess,
which we'll save for the next episode in 6 months.
Yeah. I mean, it just sounds repetitive now to say like someone else somewhere else goes back 60 seconds without knowing it. It feels repetitive now. So I like that he goes forward 60 seconds at some point. He doesn't know when.
It's not our best, but it's what we have for now.
That's how I would describe this podcast.
I think it's so inconvenient that it makes you think twice about redoing.
Yeah. We're just giving Griffin just very minor dementia. Okay. number one for me is, and I'm surprised this hasn't come up on either of your lists yet. And maybe it's both of your number ones also. It's definitely Thomas's number one, but it's my number one. Eat whatever I want without gaining weight or adversely affecting my health. So like I said, I'm assuming that this is just your guy's number one too. But
this is so easy. This is not my number one. This is an easy drawback. You lose taste. You don't have a sense of taste. Nothing you eat will ever. You know the Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl. Where he's like pouring the grog down his throat and he's talking about how he hasn't tasted an apple in years.
Just watch.
That's your everyday life. That's your life forever. They did just add it to Hulu, I think.
Yeah, I just watched it 2 days ago. I think Griffin's right. That's like the easy one. The only other one, and I think it's also an easy one, is like you can taste it, but you're never satisfied. Like not just like you're never full, but like you're never satisfied.
Enjoys a meal.
You're always craving something else. And as soon as you get that, you're already craving something else. Also, Andrew, this was definitely considered for every spot on my list.
Well,
yeah, so you're like physically retaining your 6.5 out of 10, whatever. But are you enjoying the meal? You're still enjoying the meal, but you're just like never satiated after it. Like you never feel full.
I feel like you're craving cheesecake and then you finally get cheesecake, and by the time you finish your cheesecake, you're already craving something else and the cheesecake didn't do it.
So he's just always hungry.
You've turned this into a very expensive problem for me to have.
More than hungry, more like a true craving. Not like, like I don't want it to be like I have a bottomless stomach. I want it to be like,
yeah, I guess you said it correctly at the beginning. You said never satisfied.
Yeah, just never satisfied. I mean, I think taste is honestly just as good.
Mine is meaner. I think yours is better.
I think yours is meaner because then he only needs to eat to fill up. With mine, he wants something he can't get.
Yeah, he's just constantly craving. God, that would honestly drive me. I would be happy not having taste. That would drive me insane.
Watching you two brainstorm together, you guys are fucking psychopaths. Just trying to figure out what is gonna make me more miserable.
We're going out of the direction of the mean one into the one that will break your brain. So I guess they're both the mean one.
I do feel like this episode has brought out the best and worst of us.
Yeah. The best of us is the worst of us. Our lives are monkey paws.
Yeah. I mean, if you have something else, I'm open, but I think never satisfied is pretty good.
Never satisfied is a good one. Yeah. I like that.
Like, you could, like, again, you can still taste it on. It tastes great, but you always want the next thing.
Yeah. Yeah, not the first food-related thing we've said, although you're right. It is kind of crazy that none of us said this. Thomas was obviously more like the people in his life annoy him. What annoys you? People's knees is basically what Thomas said. Yeah, okay. All right, Tom, you're up.
This is not time travel, but I would like to be able to talk to my past self. Like, I'm not going to the time periods, but I could communicate with my past self.
And at any, like, any time, like, any age, you can just hop up and talk to?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to, like, write a contract out with you, fill in all the gaps you can and drawbacks. But yeah, in my mind is that I can pick a time to contact myself.
I'm hesitant to...
I can't contact future me, even just past.
Even, like, change this wish at all, because we talk to you and it's not pleasant. Yeah, so yeah, just...
that means more of you talking to you.
That was
now you have to feel what we feel, except not only are you talking to current shitty you, you've also got to talk to like 11-year-old you, said that probably worse.
Such a big smile, and it was just
enjoy your wish.
So mean.
Don't... pretty cutting. It's kind of the meanest thing he said.
Don't come crawling back to us when you can't take it anymore.
I guess we could say the only person you could talk to is the earlier you.
Oh, that would drive me crazy.
Yeah, you're not making it a month.
I'm trying to think, like, maybe, like, I would assume that the reason that this would be so useful is to, like, give yourself, you know, advice. You know, you learn more as you grow up. So I kind of want to say, like, every time you go and talk to yourself, you find that the younger version of you is smarter than the older version. So, like, the older version is, like, basically you just keep declining in
the low bar. Well, I mean, we don't necessarily... Is he always talking to the same earlier version of himself?
Yeah, I guess
maybe that.
Then you get into the, am I creating a second timeline there? Because when at some point, there's a turning point. Or
I don't
point.
Like that there's a world where there's a great version of Thomas because he's learned from his mistakes. I feel like both versions of Thomas have to suffer in this.
Simultaneously.
Yeah, this sixth grader's got to feel as shitty as this whatever age you are now.
And you can't say, like, you know, 20th grader.
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't just say 11-year-old, but, you know. I like where you're going with it, Andrew.
Which one?
There has to be some sort of limitation that makes this...
Did we skip it? Did you skip ahead 60 seconds, girl? I
didn't think this was going to stump you guys.
I wish I could, because that means we may have thought of something in that time. I don't have, like, a terrible drawback to this. Like, I feel like anything that we say is going to be too similar to other stuff where it's like, yeah, it just fucks your life up. Like, I don't want to just keep fucking your life up.
That's fair.
Don't need a monkey ball to fuck your life up.
All these are decent. Okay. I guess my vote right now would just be that you can talk to yourself, but that's the only person you can talk to. It's just you.
God, that's awful. That's bad.
Yeah.
No wonder I start teleporting and killing everybody.
Maybe there's multiple versions of you that are all arguing with each other or something. Like, you can talk to yourself. Like, you, 30-year-old Thomas can talk to 11-year-old Thomas, or 15 or 16 or whatever. But 45-year-old Thomas can talk too, and he might disagree with 30-year-old Thomas.
Or 11-year-old Thomas losing his fucking mind. You often lie to yourself. So, you you go to talk to your 11-year-old self, and you're like, And you're like,
I already did.
Right. You could only tell, like, you
just, could say he could only
of,
tell,
like,
lies.
Using the time wisely, you're just, like, bragging to your 11-year-old self. You're like, yeah, I played high school varsity basketball. And, like, Yeah, we're yeah. Everything's going great.
We can check Dave.
God, I hope your sister listens to this episode.
But would that potentially be me?
Yeah, you're right. If anything, that would just inspire your 11-year-old self and build confidence.
Well, it could make them think that he could think he's on the right path when he's on the absolute wrong. If you're like talking to, you know, elementary school you, and you're like, yeah, when you get to high school, you're a varsity basketball player as a freshman, and you're like, okay, like whatever I do, it's going to work out. I'm going to play varsity basketball as a freshman. Then you get to high school, your freshman year, you go out for basketball. You don't know how to dribble a basketball or do anything else, and you get laughed out of the gym.
I think this could first inspire confidence in you, but then fuck you up like mentally a lot.
So you're saying that no matter what I try, I only talk like in lies and hyperbole.
Yeah, but you're not like the devil whispering on the shoulder where they're like young you is not like aware that you're lying to them.
Yeah.
Young you has to think that you're being honest.
I was saying like current me, not old, like young current.
Buff, he's practicing his lying.
Like I go back.
those are all words that your older version will say to you at some point. Maybe your older version already has said those
but
words
like,
to you.
No matter what intentions I have to go back and say, I can't help but brag about my high school days, essentially.
Right. I mean, it doesn't have to be your
high school. No, I know, but that's just
the example.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean.
Yeah. You're just telling fibs the entire time, and you're, I don't know, because I guess this kid isn't going to grow up to be you. So like you're setting yourself on an alternate timeline.
I think I'm just making
this is getting in the
sad.
Weeds a lot. You're just, yeah. But you also want to communicate with this version of yourself.
But like even if I go back in time and I'm like, hey, put money in GameStop, what I really would be saying is like, yeah, I own a GameStop.
Right.
Yeah, that could be it. Yeah, no matter what you say, you could be saying the right thing to them, but it's going to come out as a lie.
Okay.
I don't want to give you. I don't want to give you like. Oh, I don't want to make you omnipotent where you can like.
Change you can change your reality in your head
as
all you want.
So choose by telling lies.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you read The Secret, buddy, you can do that already.
I will say I like.
I actually don't know what The Secret's about. I just assume it's about that.
Yeah,
I
no, like we get a little bit more more creative.
So. Yeah, anyone would like this better than they can only talk to Thomas.
Honestly, you guys have been really mean during this pick. All right,
Tom. I'll be genuine with you for a moment. I'll put myself out there. If you were the only guy I could talk to for the rest of my life, it'd be a short.
Yeah, it'd be pretty short. But longer than others.
I'm not. It wouldn't be like a zero life. Like I'd make it a few years.
I imagine you'd go into a house alone and you'd be like, "Hey Thomas, can you teleport here? There's someone else here. I promise."
Just me and all my baby dogs.
Okay. All right, Griffin.
Oh, all right. Cool. My last one's pretty boring, but I wanted to see how you guys would poke holes in it. In keeping with the eternal youth, I want eternal youth in the prime of my life.
When was that? I like how we're both just assuming it's in the past. Prime?
Yeah, it's clearly the best. 23. This could be the hole you poke in it. I just mean like.
So you're not saying that you're immortal. You're just saying you will die a natural death, but you will. Oh, okay.
No, I'm immortal. Yeah, eternal youth, meaning forever.
And you're not,
I am forever, whatever the period of my life where I was the best version of myself.
I feel like living forever in and of itself is you just did that to yourself.
2015. It was the year that we graduated college.
And you don't think you looked young?
In 2015? I was 23. Yeah. I didn't think I looked young. I think I looked awesome. Are you going to Facebook to find pictures of me from 2015? Yeah. I looked good that year, man. Let me have this.
We'll let our audience be the judge of that.
I guess don't. Maybe
please
that's the drawback.
Edit a picture of 2015 Griffin on there. I just
sure. I don't know if I know my password.
For while you guys are doing
you're not a big Facebook
research
guy.
I just like this to me is like is just the most classic like wish that you are not really gonna want, like eternal life. Griffin. Like I don't care if you're 23 the entire time. Like if you had said like I live 100 years but I am have the physical, you know, health of a 23 year old the whole time, great. Like I'd be like, that's a great wish. But this to me is too much. It's too much.
I like the idea of immortality, but I understand why other people don't.
I'm with Andrew. I also like, I don't want the drawback to be you'll be so lonely. So, you know,
you're somehow going to survive like after Thomas wipes everyone out and there's world peace. It's just you left, Griffin, your 23 year old self. Mm.
Well, maybe I'm in like baby Thomas's reality or something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm hanging out with sixth grade Thomas, which I don't want to get into the nuance of a 23 year old hanging out with sixth grade Thomas. I'm not Kevin O'Brien.
Shout out.
Bleep that in the edit.
I guess you don't look that young. Jeez.
I don't look that young.
I mean, you don't
23 is not that. Okay. I mean, like 23 is young in the grand scheme of things, but you're like a full grown adult.
But I guess I'm also thinking of myself is I had less facial hair and I looked much younger.
Yeah, if you had said 23, I would have an objection.
Okay, how about
23 was probably my
peak. How about you're always 23, but you can't drive and you're colorblind?
You're such a piece of shit. Granted, I don't know. I can't be offended at that based on the things that I've said to Thomas this episode.
That's good.
Oh, that's tough. That's tough for me.
I don't know. Like, if you had said younger, I'd say you're stuck in high school. Like, you're stuck in school. 23.
I mean, be stuck at a different time, conceivably. Like, the rest of the world is not specifically in a certain year.
But I'm saying...
Okay, so, all right, let's go. Let's do 2015, then. You're 23... Pre-Trump. But you always work for DC Frey and you're always dating your ex. I feel like I'm losing track of the fun nature of this podcast. We're getting a little too real here.
Well, this is the last pick, so you're allowed to lose track of it.
I mean, we could go with, again, this is probably too boring because it's just about someone else. Essentially, your youth comes from taking it from someone else.
Like, picture of Dorian Gray?
Yeah, or like more like, but like you stay 23 and someone skips 23.
Hopefully it's you, because like, clearly it wasn't great year.
But that's just more of the same of like, I teleport when someone dies.
That's not a big enough drawback because a lot of people are going to be like, yeah, I missed a year, like 23.
True.
Could not have been their prime. Maybe it got them closer to their prime. Like,
I mean, I don't want to like, I think attribute something like something that's happened in the 8 years since you're 23 does not and could never happen because you're stuck at 23.
Yeah.
And like Andrew said, like, yeah, maybe Vino wasn't you're born. Stuck in the same job for
Raya wasn't born.
Harper was.
Well, that's right.
She's only 1 minute old.
Yeah, that's true.
She's a gross I can't get street rid of all dog. Pets. 1 minute old.
She wouldn't have been a street dog yet. Maybe she would have. I don't know where she was born.
I feel like the easy one is like you die or you are alone and sad.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was gonna say. My first choice is just we do nothing. We just let him have it. Because he's going to go insane after I was going to say after 100 years, after like 2 years, he would go insane probably. So
yeah, not that much time. Not that much time. I'm not that
evil
far
thing
from
to
it
do would probably just be let him tear himself down. Yeah, let him have this.
Let him have this.
Or we could do like, yeah, you're eternally 23, but you don't get to decide where like. Where you live, where you are, like you have to live in fucking
pick wisely here.
I don't know, middle of nowhere, Nebraska in a cornfield. Right. Like, you know, like
not the direction I thought you were going to go in. You covered that well.
I'm just saying, like, somewhere like,
yeah,
or like it, but like, you definitely wouldn't.
True. Or we just find out like, that there's no water. We find out that Blink 182 is right all along, no, and nobody likes you ever.
Nobody likes you.
I mean, that's like, that's an easy one. I mean, I like, not to sway you guys either way, because I think this would be awful, but the obvious one is like, let him have it. Because
yeah,
it's gonna, like, it's the same thing with eternal youth and immortality and everything. Like, it's never, it's always a monkey paw wish. Eternal youth is always a monkey paw wish.
The problem is that, like, that's, you're not gonna feel that for a long time. I want you to feel regret immediately.
I could have eternal youth, but
you get dumber. Every year you get a
third
dumber.
Idea Thomas has had.
We are talking about the physical prime, so I could get dumber.
Eternal youth. So you are
yes, all right.
5'2".
We're good.
I said physical still, prime.
You could still be in good shape, but you're 5'2".
Damn, it did.
That I would not consider 5'2" my prime. I think we all agree on that.
Damn, you did say physical prime.
No offense to the short kings out there.
I mean, and we could just give it to him, Andrew. Let him sink his own ship.
Your wish is our command, Griffin.
That seems too
easy. I mean, honestly, but Thomas, like,
all right, I'm gonna sink my own ship.
Well, honestly, feels like no matter what we choose, for some reason, he's getting his wit. Like, he's getting the eternal. So we should give him something. I guess my next vote would be what I said about you're stuck in like your actual 23-year-old year of 2015, and you work for DC Frey and date your ex.
Yeah.
So I'm endlessly am I endlessly repeating May 8th, 2015 to May 7th, 2016, or?
I don't think.
Do I just have to do all the same stuff that I was doing in 2015 forever? Because then is everyone else immortal? Or is you immortal in this situation? Am I having to hang out with 85-year-old you?
He's eternally 23, but he can't masturbate ever again.
Yeah. All right, let's go with that.
That would.
I'm tired of thinking about it.
I don't want to put that on a graphic, man.
Nope.
Oh,
really,
no,
yeah.
My mom's gonna listen to this. She's like our biggest fan.
Oh wait, yeah. Okay, good. Thomas, you have the notes, because I was like, do I do a recap? But I don't remember all the monkey paws of mine. I'll just give my recap and see what I can remember. I'll call it to you if I need help.
Andrew.
So my number five was to always have perfectly timed transportation, and the drawback of that you guys decided was that I always have to be uncomfortable, sit in an uncomfortable seat next to uncomfortable people, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Number four, I had make list night a full time career, and you guys decided that the way that would work is if we got very popular among right-wing America and we just became grifters for that group of people. My number three was to have a mosquito repelling aura, but unfortunately you guys determined that came with really bad BO, so I was just unbearable to be around. My number two was to have unlimited money, and why is this the one I'm drawing a blank on what the drawback was? Oh, yeah. You guys control my money.
Conservatorship.
Yeah.
We can't. Thomas and I control your finances. Yeah. Specifically,
exactly.
Thomas and
I am the Britney Spears to your guys.
I hope we die young, bitch.
Not what I was going to say, but okay.
Jamie Spears?
Whoever
Jamie
owned her money. Whatever. Number one.
Beth, that's your sister.
Oh, okay. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jamie Spears.
Number one.
Her dad's name is Jamie, too.
To eat whatever I want without gaining weight or adversely affecting my health. But you guys said that I would never be satiated or satisfied, and I'd always be craving something else.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number five is world peace, but I would essentially be wiping out the entire population. Number four is that people would stop trying to tell me what hot dogs are made of so I can keep eating them, but I would no longer know what they're made of, and it'd be even worse than it is. Number three is that other wild animals were domesticated similarly to dogs. And yours was that no matter what my pet was or what I did, it would be terribly behaved. Number two was teleportation, and I would replace and slash kill a random person in the place I teleported to. One was I wanted to talk to my past self, and what I wrote, and I guess for the best illustration, is that I could not help but lie while talking to them.
Yeah. Yeah, you exclusively tell lies.
Love that.
Okay. We really got off the races quick with your number five. You said world peace, and we were like, that's stupid.
Dead.
Yeah, everything is dead. Number three, I think this is the order that I have it in. Number three was all of my friends living in the same city, but I cannot live in that city.
Number three?
Oh, sorry, number five, because I told you I switched my order. I didn't have it bulleted before. Number five was all my friends living in the same city, but I can't live in that city. Yeah. And I don't even remember if I was allowed to visit or not. Number four was the ability to make, I said content creation, but List Night, my full-time job, but it would have the same drawbacks that it would have for Andrew, where we're just far right pundits. Yeah, we don't like our fan base, and our fan base probably wouldn't genuinely
but
like
they us. Love us.
They, yeah. Number three was eternal youth for all of my pets, but they're all a minute old. Is that right? Yeah, they're all a minute old. They didn't even give me a day. They're a minute old. Number two was a redo button where I can go back 60 seconds, but at any point you guys can jump me forward 60 seconds. And I don't know what happens in that time. And then number one was eternal youth in the prime of my life. And I've already forgotten what you established was the downside of this.
Can't touch yourself.
I can't touch myself. Yeah. Can't touch myself. Can't masturbate.
That was such a horrifying thought for you that you just immediately blocked it out. You just immediately forgot about it.
Yeah. 60 seconds. I didn't even remember that was suggested. And it was very clearly the best of the lot. All the others were like very traditional eternal youth ones. This one is very...
This episode, man, we added shit ton to the List Night universe, to the List Night canon.
I really, really appreciate that we tied a lot of this together. Wiki.
We hardly broke kayfabe. We stayed in it, and The Rock would be proud of us.
Yeah,
hardly.
Yeah, The Rock would be proud of us, and I think he is proud of us. But. You know, I mean, Thomas's younger self will definitely think The Rock is proud of him.
I'm best friends with The Rock.
Yeah. Yeah. You sure are, buddy. You sure are.
Oh, God.
All right. If you're still watching on YouTube, comment below either what your favorite list is or what your own list of monkey paws would be. You can just say your favorite things and we can come up with them, or you can say what the drawbacks would be, whatever. It's up to you. You can follow us on social media. At list.night on Instagram, at list.night on Twitter. I don't think we're on TikTok. We're not on TikTok. You can follow my other podcast, The Give and Go Show. I do with Matt Modi and Matt Ferentinos, one of whom has been on this pod, one of whom hopefully will be on this pod soon. It's a basketball podcast. We talk about basketball. We talk about stuff in pop culture. We talk about nerd shit. It's good times. We stream weekly on Wednesdays. We will try to have another episode sooner than 6 months from now. This is today is September 25th. Hopefully we'll have this out pretty soon, and then maybe we'll have another episode in October. That'd be pretty sick. Andrew, Thomas, good to be doing this again. If you're tuning in and listening to us, we appreciate you being here. Anything else before we get out of here?
Nobody likes you when you're 23, Griffin. Not even yourself.